gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages.
Sonoma Sun FM presents, live from Sonoma, California.
Which, of course, in German means a whale's vagina.
Tim Livingston.
Hey, big time Timmy Jim, what's up?
Pete Livingston.
My name? Peter.
And Sam Livingston.
I hate rabbits.
Taking you into Mondays the only way they know how. With love.
I love you, kick puncher!
Los Livingston Brothers on Sonoma Sun FM, KSVY 91.3, Sonoma.
Hey, greetings to everybody. We actually have Pete on his way in right now. We just saw the car parking. Harrison Young is in studio on time. Welcome.
Why is he driving here?
I don't know.
Like, it probably could walk faster.
He told me he has an early call in the morning, so he might be only partially here. Sam is schooling out right now. Welcome. This is show 140 of Los Livingston Brothers. I'm Tim Livingston. I have Harrison Young. He's not a Livingston, but he's on here enough.
Special guest,
Harrison Young. Two things. First off, some housekeeping, so to speak. We are now officially a podcast on iTunes.
You need to tell me, like, show me how to do that.
Yeah. No, it was pretty awesome. So, our website is through WordPress, and we're using PowerPress, a great plugin, to basically post all of our shows, which were originally linked on our website, are now available on iTunes. So I just did a giant upload, and the feed always refreshes every now and then. So if you're listening to this live, there's a chance that in the morning or sometime on Monday, you'll have all of the 137 episodes available. Well, there's two that did not make air because of recording issues. So we have two official lost shows, along with some other shows that, because of recording, they cut off at a certain point. So we've been trying to get in under the time at around an hour so that it sounds good on both the podcast and here. But we do go over a little bit. But that is official. Just look for Los Livingston Brothers on iTunes. And it's there for you guys to listen to. So, bon appetit. I think someone needs to be let in. I'm pretty sure that's him.
I'll go do that.
Okay. Harrison's going to go grab Pete. He could have come in the front door and it would have been way easier. In fact, he just texted me too. He texted both of us. But you got it first. I don't know why. I don't know why Pete hates... The phone hates me. Obviously tonight, the biggest story of them all was the ending of Breaking Bad. And for weeks, the build-up to this finale has been one of the most anticipated hours of television ever. As Pete, we welcome you to the building. Thank you for joining us.
To be here for one of the most anticipated hours of radio.
Hey, that's us.
Or podcast.
Whatever. Yeah, officially now podcast. I uploaded the rest of the shows.
Cool.
So when the feed refreshes, all whatever the number is now. We're on show 140, but like I said, there's two of them that are lost.
140.
140. So
what numbers go into 140?
Let's see here. 2, 4.
Your hair's very wet. Are you sweaty or did you shower?
No, I'm a little.
You're a little sweaty?
A little sweaty.
What were you doing?
I was doing some housework before I came over.
Watching football?
Yeah. Playing football. So, but yeah, 1, 2.
Tim reenacts plays when he watches football. That's a little fun fact about my brother Tim.
Four.
When Tim watches live football and baseball games. When he
by himself because 10, nobody would want to reenact.
Yeah,
nobody else. Destroy them.
Yeah, Tim. When he watches baseball, he is either first base or catcher, and he likes to
There it
he
is.
He gets down in his squat and will like do the signs and throw down to second and stuff like that.
Shakes himself off.
Yeah.
But
like, time out, listen.
But your numbers are 1, 2, 4, 7, 10, 14, 20, 35, 70, and 140.
Nice.
Pretty crazy.
So that is not a prime number.
That is not a prime number. Yes. There are many numbers.
And when Tim plays football.
However, 141 is a prime number.
I believe.
No, it's not. It is not. Sorry, 3 can go into it.
I don't believe it. You're a freaking liar.
Sorry. 3 goes into it. My bad. 40. Yeah.
To the kids listening at home,
do not listen
on your way to school because you podcasted this because you have a podcasting device. We want to apologize. You're probably going in. You have a math test.
We just totally screwed with you,
and it's probably on prime numbers.
And we totally just screwed with you.
And Tim, who is a Dick Grun Math Award winner from El Verano Elementary School.
The first ever. Thank you.
The first recipient.
Are you really?
Yes,
just
I am.
Just threw you under the bus. So, screw you, Tim.
Threw you under the mathematical bus.
The magic school bus, maybe, perhaps.
God.
I hate you
so much.
Yellow bus riders.
Yellow bus. But yeah, welcome, Pete.
Glad to be here.
Glad to have you here.
And so I'm guessing you guys started with...
Well, we didn't really start. Like, you texted us as soon as we were about to start.
Yes.
I made the announcement that we are now officially on iTunes and that...
I was here for that.
Yep. So outside of that...
What else has happened?
We didn't really get into like too much else. In. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, Breaking Bad, big deal. Niners bounce back, big deal. End of the baseball season, a big deal. Now we're kind of getting into the Oscar realm of movies. Now that the first one that's going to really hit is Gravity next week, this upcoming weekend, I should say.
Gravity's already been out.
It's on a limited release. It's going to get the wide release Friday.
Mm.
So, the big release.
Can't wait to see somebody slowly die for like an hour.
I know, right?
I think that's already been done.
Wait a minute, are we doing that?
No.
Is that happening right now?
What movie is that?
What was it,
128 hours.
And
he
days?
Doesn't die, he lives. But he doesn't
But he was slowly dying, wasn't he? Oh, but they slowly die, is what you're saying. Ugh, damn it. Sorry.
Yeah, so you've been had.
Sorry.
Unless Superman comes and saves her or something.
Yeah.
That'd be the twist.
How awesome this would that be?
It's actually, yeah, that's what it's going to be. George Clooney and Sandra Bullock are in a prequel to the next Superman movie.
Russell Crowe is just going to be like, go save them.
And then Ben Affleck shows up as Batman.
God.
It is Batman's space suit.
Batman. It takes place in space. Batman is now in space.
He's rich. Come on.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't have a space.
Right?
Like, he doesn't have a space mobile.
Oh, for sure.
He's got, like, a space shuttle that looks like a bat.
When are they going to space?
This is like Patton Oswalt in Parks and Recreation when he's talking about the giant Avengers Star Wars mashup for episode 7. We're heading there. We're going down that path. But yeah.
It's got, like, a crater that opens up on the moon and just, like,
all of a sudden, there's
the bat signal.
Yeah, bat signal from
the bat ship.
Kids are like, what is that?
I thought that was the moon. Oh, that's just a bat symbol.
Well, I want to start with the newly announced Steam console.
Oh, yeah, that came out.
Which is making some pretty big waves, I think.
Is it, like, announced?
Yes.
Yes.
So we know what
There are multiple things with it. They also announced photographs of the controller.
Right.
And you're getting a lot of reaction from both sides of the spectrum. You have people who are... It's so different. It's very different. It's definitely make or break. I don't know if they'll get another crack. Or they might. They might get another crack at it. But... we'll definitely see where this goes.
I mean, they can always fall back on the monopoly.
Very much so.
Already, so.
Which is I don't think anybody can argue that
there's... It's not really Monopoly, but nobody does it as well.
I would not... you should not be getting any form of digital entertainment through any other source than Steam.
You really shouldn't.
Because they just are like, hey, 90% off this game, and you're like, oh.
Like, hey, it'll be there forever.
Yeah, and like, take my money.
And anybody else, like, I'm probably not, but, you know, Steam?
Yeah. The three big things, they made three big announcements. The first thing was there's a Steam operating system, and it's going to be Linux-based, and it's built around Steam itself, and that's going to be the heartbeat of this new system, which seems to make sense. And it's going to be a free operating system, of course, and it will run... It will run on the system itself and then a handful of other media devices, which they have not announced. But everybody's assuming the usual Netflix, Amazon, yada, yada, yada. The usual things that you see pop up when it comes to probably YouTube.
I'm assuming it's like a PC. So.
Yeah, which is kind of what it's starting to sound like. And it's going to... They're building it specifically so that Steam will be, it'll function properly for big TVs. You know, I guess.
Doesn't aspect ratio doesn't get all weird.
Exactly.
And stuff, yeah.
So that seems pretty cool to me. And they are comparing it to connecting a gaming PC to your monitor. Except, like you said, aspect ratios won't be a problem. Biggest problem that they're talking about, a lot of the stuff that you can get on Steam, the games are not Linux compatible, which is kind of weird. I'm not exactly sure how that's going to work out. It's kind of like if you were to buy a PC game on Steam and then try and play it on your Mac, which I've tried to do later. Like I bought it on my PC,
then you're just
like, wow. Then I got a Mac, and now I'm like, I can't play this game, which really sucks, which happened with the same in Mac.
Steam box.
Yeah. Well, and it also stinks because that's not on Steam. That is completely on the publishers and the people that make the games, which stinks because most of them are like, we're not going to fork over more money to report it for
Mac.
You know, Mac and Linux and Xbox and, you know, every single platform. They're like, nah, it's okay. Which stinks with older games, which become available later on Steam. And then you're not able to get them on anything else. But outside of that, they also announced Steam Machines, which was the second, which is the Steam Box.
They're not calling it the Steam Box?
No, I call it the Steam Machines.
Yep.
That sounds way cooler, in my opinion.
Steam Box?
Steam Machine.
Steam Machine?
Sounds way better.
It's kind of like Mean Machine.
Yeah,
you know, it's pretty dope.
Just something about Machine.
Now everyone will
I
want
think it's
to
just
watch.
Machine.
Yeah. Dude, that'd be dope if that was the name of assuming your system, the Machine.
Nobody says, dude, that guy's a box. And he's like, no, he's a machine.
Yeah. That's dope. That's dope. I got the Mean Steam Machine. They didn't, you know, they haven't shown exactly what it looks like, but the biggest thing was the Steam controller, and
it looks great.
Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's what it looks like.
They're talking about they're making it so you can use it with any game ever made, basically.
Yeah. And for those of you who haven't seen it, we'll probably. I posted a link to Valve's big announcement, and it's on my Twitter, is where I posted it just to get it out there quickly.
Twitter.
And it has everything on there. You can go on there and see. You can do a search for it and you can find it. But you should check it out. I don't know how or what it would... How it will play using that.
I don't know. It looks really... It just looks bizarre.
Very bizarre. I don't... And then the button...
Looks like somebody got angry and just punched the joysticks into the controller. That's what it looks like.
Yeah. Or it's like a sick... It's like a trick or something. Yeah. Like, I can't hit any buttons. There's no buttons. It's very surreal, very weird. I don't know. It seems very almost like Nintendo-esque.
I think that's just a design idea, though. That's not the controller.
They were saying, that's what they were saying.
They're saying they're still looking for, like, people's opinions on the controller. That's not the controller.
Hmm.
But that's what they've come up with so far.
I think it's a controller.
I think so, too.
I think it's a controller.
I think so.
Well, I think it's a controller. It's not the controller that they're going to release with the Steam Box.
It's just going to be one button.
The box is just going to come with a chip.
It's only going to have Dive Kick.
And you're just going to have to go to the dentist and get a tooth taken out and just put it in your tooth. And then you just...
like, gnaw on it.
Yeah. It just go through your brain.
Grind your teeth. Grind them back and forth.
Very nice.
That's fantastic.
Everybody wins. Dentist. Team.
Dentists make hella more money. So much more money. Me. That's me. I was very fortunate to watch football today. NFL, interesting after 4 weeks. We have teams that are like...
how can you be talking about the NFL before MLB, homie?
Well, like, so here's the thing with the MLB, right? So Giants, yeah, 100 pence.
Such an awesome game.
Right? Oh, yeah. So you were at the game Thursday.
Yeah.
Talk to me about that experience. What was that like? That was Tim Lincecum's last game, yeah. Right?
Uh-huh.
So
he retired.
We'll kind of wrap this out. We'll kind of wrap this up. So the Giants this week, Tim Lincecum had his final start. Barry Zito had his final start.
I don't think it's going to be Tim Lincecum's last start.
Did Barry Zito take him out of the game?
Barry Zito was taken out after 5 innings.
But Barry Zito got to pitch today, and he struck out a guy who's also retiring. So, ha-ha, sucks that guy.
The guy's like, my last at bat ever, I got K'd by Barry Zito. Right. Damn it.
Right.
Poor Mark Kotze.
He's just like, I'm done.
Although Barry Zito, he does have a lot of strikeouts. So.
Yeah. So
he's going to get picked up by somebody.
I don't think so. He'll get like a minor league deal. He'll get a minor.
No, he will not.
No, he won't.
Yeah,
not
he
even
will.
Close.
He'll get a minor league deal.
You want to bet?
Dude,
how much you want to bet?
There's no one that's going to say, Barry Zito, we're going to give you a roster spot.
Yeah, there will be.
No,
oh, yeah.
No guaranteed
roster. You don't want to bet?
Jonathan Sanchez a roster spot, somebody will give Barry
Small
Jonathan
hand Sanchez?
Jonathan Sanchez was traded, so that's why he was able
they
to keep roster spots.
They don't necessarily have to put him on the team.
They don't.
Barry Zito will get a minor league contract with an invite to spring training next year.
He will be on an MLB roster.
No, he won't.
Yes, he will.
No way.
What do you want to bet?
Dude.
What do you want to bet?
I'll bet you the Bruce Bochy jersey you think that I should have worn when they made the...
Wait, so what...
You said that if the Giants made the playoffs,
yes.
I'd have to wear the Bruce Bochy jersey.
I know.
The Giants finished 21 games out of first place.
I know.
So, yeah.
That means you should have to get a Deion Sanders jersey.
No.
Because he played for the Giants for like 1 year.
That's not how that works. No. No.
Did he wear 21 when he was on the Giants?
Sure.
How dope is that? He's like, hey, I'm in Frisco for 1 year. Am I contract? Sanders, I also want Deion to play a season
Sanders.
For the San Francisco Giants. Deion Sanders. It was awesome.
So what were you going to say about Timmy's last start?
I want to finish this bet.
What do you want to bet? Zito is not going to get picked up. He's not going to have a contract tendered. There's no chance of that.
Yes, he will.
None.
Hold on.
What's going on? Are you vining?
No. Okay, say that again, please.
Barry Zito is not going to get tendered a major league contract. No chance.
Are you tweeting that to Barry Zito?
In what year?
Next year.
What's next year?
2014.
All right, thank you very much.
All right, you're welcome. Harrison. There's no way he's going to get a contract.
Yeah, he will. The Dodgers. The Dodgers are going to sign him. Tim Lincecum. Sign everybody. Bochy, what are you doing next year?
Pete, you're
I don't know.
Pete's drunk.
We were a little
together.
We're dry. We were a little hasty. Zito, we'll give you another 5 years.
Yeah.
But
together we're dry.
Together we're drunk.
How happy is he that the
year's
over?
Everybody's drunk right now. Yeah. I guarantee that.
Last day today was the last day of MLB. I thought it was a cool one. It was pretty nuts, though.
But yeah, there'll be a playoff. There'll be a 163 tomorrow.
And then
between the Rays and Rangers.
No, Tuesday.
Tuesday.
What's going to happen when Barry Zito gets signed next year, though? I'm not letting this go. You keep trying to change the subject.
No. So the deal is a major league contract. Major league. Like, going to be given a one-year deal.
Yes.
Not a minor league contract.
Yeah.
With an invite.
You
want to
do
it.
So, the roster, you don't think he will be... All right, we'll do your thing.
Okay. So, my deal is he will not get a major league contract.
He will get a major league contract.
Okay, so you're saying he will.
Yes.
Okay. So, what do you want to bet? Because no joke.
I think it's like a new car or something.
No.
BMW. Tim's like, done.
I'm going to give him a Hot Wheel. There you go. There's your BMW.
Oh, sad face.
What do you want?
7-Eleven hot dog.
7-Eleven hot dog.
Oh. Have you seen?
No.
Not to because no. Cause I like them, but have you seen the wings that they sell there?
Nope. I don't want to. I heard they're selling pizza there too. Don't want to do that either.
Ooh. Which is the sound your stomach makes after eating.
Yeah, right?
That's.
God.
Those are warning shots that your butthole is about to explode. What would you want to bet?
Just in a fully undigested hot dog.
Yeah. Oh, just like a full hot dog comes out?
I don't really care because I'm going to win. So you have your to put something
your
up.
Body's just like, I don't want this to be.
I don't have to worry about what I'm putting out because I'm going to win the bet. So
you have to buy me a Black Lotus.
God.
A beta.
Like a... Yeah, because I'm gonna spend $3,000 on a piece of paper. No, dude.
Okay.
Come on.
Oh no.
You got to take us out for drinks. How about that? Keep it simple.
Yeah.
Fine.
No limit.
Beer.
Fine.
No limit.
There. Done. The bet is made.
It'll be how big the beer will be will be determined.
Yeah, dependent on location of said beer.
And.
We should get a night's worth of drinking for every year of a contract he gets. So if he gets like a 3-year deal, we get 3 nights of drinking.
Oh, 3 years worth of drinking in 3 nights.
If you're so sure of yourself, why not make it 3 years of drinking? Come on.
No.
Help.
Because I don't have the monetary like backing to do that. I don't.
I know. How about... Okay, we'll do beer. We'll do beers.
Fine. Sounds good.
Beers and magic cards.
Sounds good.
All right.
Done.
Beers, do a little...
Beers and Pokemon cards.
Beers and Pokemon cards. Beers and Digimon cards.
Yu-Gi-Oh cards, please.
God, no.
So we'll do...
or a baseball card.
Whatever. And then, a beer, and then you have to...
We get to... No. That's
and then we present you with a framed... mosaic of Barry Zito,
God,
in the
riding
stretch,
a unicorn.
But it's made from every single Barry Zito baseball card ever printed, and it's a mosaic of Barry Zito.
It should be him riding a unicorn,
like throwing the curveball, that God. Majestic curveball.
God,
then what happens? Oh, yeah, then I buy you beer. That's right. I was like, well, what happens when I?
That's kind of.
I mean, I'm not gonna lose.
Yeah.
So you buy me
fine.
You buy me beer, magic
God.
Cards,
Pete. You're... God, no.
Man. You don't think he will get... Tim, he's all. Going... Tim no. doesn't know
okay.
anything about
it's
baseball.
Okay. You just got free beer.
Yeah, man. Thank you. Thank you, Timmy, for the beer. Oh, by the way, sadly, the Coors Light cold hard fact, you know what it was today?
What?
Made me sad. The Dodgers are the first team to come... They were...
A million games behind, and then we're a million games ahead.
And then, like, win by, like, 18 games.
Barry Zito.
Since, like, 1989.
Barry Zito was 5-11 with a 5.75 ERA this year.
Sign him up.
In 133 innings. He
Sign
gave
him up.
173 hits, 94 runs, had 19 homers given up, and walked 54 and only struck out 85. And you're saying that is going to be worth
Hey, gave
an
up less homers
contract.
Than Matt Cain.
Yeah,
we
suck at
Matt
Cain.
So.
Yeah.
Matt Cain ended up having a better year.
Says who?
Barry Zito struck out. He almost had as many walks per nine as he did strikeouts.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did.
No.
Batters hit 315 against him this year. 315. They hit, every batter that faced Barry Zito this year was Buster Posey or Yadier Molina.
Buster Posey batted like 296.
So.
Yeah, Tim. Come on. Look, Tim just makes up stats as he goes along.
No. I'm looking at it right now. I don't want to even get into the advanced stuff because that's
Brandon
boring.
I wanted Brandon Belt to get that one last hit because he's batting 289.
Mm-hmm. Like, come on, Brandon. But yeah, so Barry Zito's not going to be given a contract next year. No chance in hell.
Yes, he will. And I cannot wait. I'm going to like, it's going to be on my phone. And I'm going to take a screenshot and send it to you.
I have it on video. Like, yeah.
Harrison's
no,
ready.
But when I see, when it's like Barry Zito signed with the Yankees, like 6 years, like $350 million.
When I see that, instantly text message, tweets, Facebook, everything to Tim Livingston. And I'm going to edit the video, so it's going to be like in slow motion.
You guys are seriously, seriously moronic.
Timmy, he's not retiring.
Yeah, he's going to be forced into retirement because no one's going to sign him.
Timmy, that is a live arm.
Live arm?
Yes.
I could throw left-handed as fast as Barry Zito could, and I'm a righty.
You want to make a bet that you can?
No, because we can't get Barry Zito on the show. Pete, why do you keep making bets of these nonsensical varieties where we cannot get said bet or said person involved in said bet to be a part of said bet?
You don't know that. You're a naysayer. No, just like no. You don't think Barry Zito.
Yeah, I am. Wow. There's 5 years of evidence. In fact, there's 7 years of evidence that say Barry Zito isn't worth signing.
I'd sign him.
I know you would.
It's
that's because you don't
matters.
Have anyone
the
on your
ring,
team.
Baby. The ring.
He got a ring.
Yeah, he did get a ring.
They're going to be like, I'm sorry, we're not interested. What? I couldn't hear you over that ring that I won.
There's plenty of people.
Barry Bonds never got a ring. Yeah.
Oh, Petito did.
Eli Whiteside got a ring. Jonathan Sanchez has a ring. Wow.
So does Krug and Kite.
Yeah. So does Rennell. People have rings. That's how
Brian
it works.
Brian Wilson's still trying to get a second one.
Brian Wilson. That was crazy. We can talk about that. Let's talk about that. So Brian Wilson's crazy ass.
You don't want to talk about how the Rangers and the Rays
Tuesday
are now forced into an extra game?
Well, that's rules. They're tied.
I know, but that's amazing.
I know. It's pretty awesome.
You know how many games in a row?
Yeah. The Indians won 10 to stay out of it. Yeah. They won 10 in a row to stay out of it.
How amazing is that?
That's pretty awesome. Now, the Rangers actually were, and then they figure out
same
a way
the,
in last
the
week.
The Rays are floundering, too.
Well, they have David Price going tomorrow. So I like their chances. I like their chances a lot. So the Rangers have Martin Perez, who's decent, but not David Price.
National League, basically, this week, not interesting at all.
Reds and Pirates are going to play in the wild card on Tuesday.
How sad is that?
That
the Reds and the Pirates have to play a one game.
Yeah, should be three. It's
playoff.
It's
that's
pretty,
so sad.
Pretty simple. You play three, you're done.
I want to watch it.
They start Tuesday.
I'm going to watch it, but it's like the Pirates, it's their first playoff series since when?
1992, excuse me.
And it could be gone and
yeah. Well, that's the thing. It's like it's not optimized. They need to do a three game series and be done with it. Take the extra couple days. Extra revenue for the game. What's wrong with that? Talking about expanding NFL playoffs, why not try and get it so that
they don't need to expand the NFL.
Well, they're going
NFL.
To. They have all,
know,
they,
but
all
they
the
don't.
Money. They have games on Thursdays now. They want to put a team in freaking London. They had that game today. So,
wait, what?
Mm-hmm.
They do a game once a year.
In London.
For whatever reason, for the past few years, they've been choosing, like, the worst freaking teams in the
Minnesota,
NFL.
Minnesota, Pittsburgh. Hi, how are you doing?
Who schedules that game? They do a horrible job every year.
So
I was like, you know who's going to be really good? Let's get the Browns and, like, the Bills.
By the way, Browns and Bills are both 2-2 right now, so they're not sucking.
But, I mean, it's like in years past, it's always like, this team and that team.
Also, Bud Selig, bye-bye. Yeah. At the end of next year.
Yeah, 2014.
Thank God. Nice work, bud.
So we don't have to deal with that Wait, doesn't the All-Star team or All-Star...
No, that's still going to be a rule. I don't know who's going to be the next commissioner, but it might be Joe Torre. There's a chance it could be Joe Torre.
Interesting.
Perhaps.
What are your takes on the rest of the AL with? A's look really good.
A's look really good. A's are best 1 through 25, I think. Red Sox second, Detroit third. Their pitching's ridiculous, though. They set the record for the most strikeouts by a team in single season. They got no hit today, though, by my boy Henderson Alvarez, who I watched pitch when I was in Dunedin. That dude, that's pretty awesome.
Three no-hitters this year.
Three of them, right? This was the
two in which involved the Giants.
Right, yeah. Homer Bailey, then Tim Lincecum, obviously. And then this is the first time that a game ended on a walk-off with a no-hitter in, like, 60 years.
Wow.
It was the last time. It was the first time since, like, 1984 or something that they had a game. The final day of the season, there was a no-hitter. So pretty incredible stuff. And it was the first end in a while pitch in over 100 years. So,
you know what else is pretty amazing is the amount of snap that Barry Zito still has on that fastball. And he's been playing for how many years?
No, Pete. No.
Circle change.
No. Nothing.
12-6 drop on the curve.
His fastball.
Drop the hammer.
His fastball's topping out at 83. No.
It's deceptive.
Every other pitcher in baseball throws faster than Barry Zito. Every other pitcher in baseball throws faster than Barry Zito. R.A. Dickey with a knuckleball. His knuckleball goes faster than Barry Zito's fastball. So,
haters want to hate, man.
Amen. Pretty awesome. Hunter Pence got his extension. Everybody's all like, yay. But then people are like, well, you know, they paid a lot of money. And I'm like, well, they probably would have had to pay a lot of money regardless. So,
you got to pay somebody a lot of money.
He had a good year.
You don't sign Hunter Pence, who are you going to go get?
Exactly.
And if you don't go and get, so
especially
people are talking about, like, oh, we won't get, like, Shin-Soo Choo. It's like, Shin-Soo Choo wants more money than Hunter Pence is going to get. Like, Shin-Soo Choo is going to get 100 mil. Jacoby Ellsbury is going to get, like, 125 mil. Like, that's going to happen.
And you have to, I mean, puts Solidarity in an outfield spot, which the Giants really have. If they were to let Hunter Pence go, you would have, what, the platooning Dumb and Dumber in left field, and then nobody, a big giant hole in right field, and then who in center?
Pagan.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so, no, so.
But you know what I mean? You're getting a right-handed power, not ungodly power from the right-hand side.
27 homers,
but
pretty good.
Yeah, really good.
Everything he hits just gets destroyed, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he does strike out a lot, and there's a chance that those skills erode after time, but they're betting on it not. The problem is, though, is now, so they had, so the money that they had tied up in three places, right? So Lincecum, Pence, and Zito. So Zito was going to be worth 7 mil regardless. Hunter Pence was going to be worth at least 15 mil regardless because of the qualifying offer. And then Lincecum was going to be worth X amount. So let's say that Lincecum was going to be worth the qualifying offer $14 million. Now Pence is going to get $16.5 million. You have to pay Zito that $7 million. So now you're talking about bringing Lincecum back and how much you're going to be able to bring him back while trying to figure out the other holes you need to fill at pitcher and at left field or getting a first baseman and moving Belt to left field. So, you know, they said that the payroll is going to be similar to what they had this year. I don't know. That's kind of a tough go then because they spent a lot of money to keep Pence and you still have a big question mark in left field. You have a question mark in three of the pitching spots.
Wait, so what happened to Blanco?
He's still there.
No, he got hurt today.
I'm not sure. I didn't.
He like tweaked his ankle or something and then rookie came in and hit his first home run and tied up the game.
Juan Perez? Is,
yeah. No, not Perez.
Oh, the other guy.
Yeah.
That one guy.
Kieschnick?
No. I can't remember his name.
Peguero?
No.
I'll have to look at this app. Hold on.
I was really disappointed in Don Juan came out this weekend.
Don John.
Excuse me. I was singing Bishop Magic Don Juan. But it only grossed like $9.8 million.
I'm not surprised.
I think it looks awesome.
Wait, so what is...
It's Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, that movie? Okay.
And,
Well, there's a reason why I didn't make any money.
Yeah, it's Pagero.
Because of Scarlett Johansson?
No, because it just looked like a dumb movie.
It looks like an awesome movie.
It looks like an entertaining movie to watch, but it just...
I would...
It looks like a... Like... It looks like a movie where you go to Blockbuster, which doesn't exist in Sonoma anymore, but it looks like you would go there and they're like, oh, I've already seen all the good movies because I saw it at theaters. And then you're like, okay, well, what do we want to watch? And they're like, well, I didn't really want to pay like the full price to see it, so let's see that. That's what I feel like that movie is.
I want to see that movie.
It's, I don't think it, I, the whole thing is that that movie is not really about money, I don't think. Because it's gotten the reason why it got such a big push, it's marketing wise, was I think because they didn't expect it to make that much money. Yeah.
So maybe it's just his feet getting wet, you know, in the directing role. So I'm sure we'll see more stuff from him because let's face it, he's super popular right now. Yeah. Everybody loves him. So
without a doubt.
I don't see why he wouldn't want to try it again.
So this is good stuff. They,
I think I have to head out.
Oh, really?
Because I have to get up in like 5 hours.
Dang. Okay.
Give me some moose juice.
Oh, yeah, moose juice.
What?
That's the commercial I've been working on for moose juice.
Great.
Happy Moose Juice. It's a juicing company in San Francisco. If you feel like checking.
Did you try? Get a chance to try the moose
juice? Yeah, I did.
Is it good?
Yeah. I mean, not this doesn't sound.
Is it a juice or like kind of a smoothie?
It's type? Juice.
It's juice.
It's juice. It's like what Chelsea and I make all the time. And it's fairly similar. Like the only difference is that they like strain it and stuff, so you don't like get some pulp in it like when you do carrots and stuff like that. But I think I was telling Chelsea, I was like, Chelsea, you can do this. Like Chelsea's been making juice for like years and years and years. But it's good. Hey Drake, why are you on my FIFA? Why?
Why isn't he, Pete?
Drake.
And he just looks so sad. He's
you know,
like,
you know what, Drake?
Man, why am I on this FIFA?
You know what? Drake's going to be there when Zito signs his contract. That doesn't exist.
Damn, that was good. I respect that.
Drake will be there, Pete.
Hey, Tim, how about this?
You know what's going to be funnier? When Drake is there, when Zito actually does get signed by Major League Team.
Oh, dude. One day we're going to do a bet. We're going to get so heated and do a bet, and I know what my bet to you is going
to
be.
You can change it if you like to.
No, because it would be too expensive. Okay. But you know what it would be? You would get a pink Giants jersey Drake on the back.
Oh my God.
That would be your last name. On the back of the jersey would be Drake.
Oh. What number would it be?
I don't know.
Number WJ one? For Wheelchair Jimmy?
Be like number one.
Should be number one or something. Double zero, something.
Yeah, because he started at the bottom.
Oh, and it was.
So
it was
at the bottom now. Oh, I hate you.
It was Francisco. I hate that.
Yeah, I hear his music and I'm just. And,
I want to strangle him.
Like, who does this song? This sucks. I'm like, that was like, a new Drake. It's Drake. Hot. Get the album. God, I'm like, no, don't get the album.
No, Drake. No.
Don't get it.
No. People, stop buying his music.
I think he's a really nice guy. And I guarantee if you met him in person, you'd be like, Drake is a cool dude. But I do not like your music. And I hear it all the time. New hot dish from Drake coming up next when we come back. And then it's like, I won't be here. Enjoy listening to it.
Thank you for letting me switch the channel.
He had me hooked when that first single he came out with, the one they did with like Eminem and everybody else.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, it's because everyone on that record was better than Drake was.
Yeah, and I was like, dude, this is sick. And then I was like, where's...
Oh, yeah, forever.
Where are more songs like this? Why are you crying in all Eminem, these songs?
It's like Eminem was like, hey, want to be on this verse on this Drake song? He's like, yeah, okay. Who else is on it? Oh, Lil Wayne? Who else is on it? Kanye? Oh, okay, cool. And then Eminem was like, yeah, I'll just send him my verse. And he kills everybody. It's awesome. Up. All right, Pete.
He won. Well, I'm out of here. Canada Cup.
Harrison and I will talk Canada Cup and Breaking Bad.
I didn't watch any Canada Cup.
No?
Yeah, we did. We watched Canada Cup. You came over.
For like a split second.
You won. You know what? If Zito signs a major league contract for a split second, he's still signing one. You watch Canada Cup.
Oh, no, 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 no. The retirement contract does not count.
If he signs a contract with the major league team, Tim.
No. You're misunderstanding the bet. The bet is it's an actual major league salary. All right?
Yeah.
Signing with a team to retire, right?
What if it's like 1 year? Like, we'll give you 1 year, $1 million.
That, if it's a major league contract, then you win the bet. But if it's a minor league contract?
It's not.
It's not.
There are minor league contracts that are given out by major league teams with an invite to spring training. That is what I think Barry Zito would get if he gets tendered a contract. But I don't think he's going to get tendered a contract.
He's going to, at some point, he's going to have a major league contract.
I don't think he will. You can think that, but I don't think he will.
Is this deal good until, like, just next year, right?
Next year. I'll say it next year. Then it expires after that.
I think that's what the original bet was, right. But
that's fine.
Next year. We're talking next year. That's fine. If I beat you in Elliott's Fantasy Football League this year, you're getting that Drake jersey.
I'm beating you right now.
If I beat you in Fantasy Football this year, you're getting that Drake jersey.
I'm getting a Toronto Blue Jays Drake jersey.
How funny would it be?
See, now that's like cool, though.
No, it's not.
You got to get something
that's
lame.
That's pretty cool.
That's pretty
something
lame.
That would be embarrassing to wear.
That's pretty lame. That's pretty lame.
get a Blue Jays jersey that says Drake
it's
on
gonna
it.
Be Drake. It's going to be Drake. And it's, I don't know what number Drake likes, but Drake.
You know what? Now it's kind of got.
Tweet him right now, Drake. What's your favorite number?
It's almost gotten to the point now where it would be not even like embarrassing. I think it would be cool.
No, it wouldn't.
Like, it would be comedic, like satire. Like, now I'm kind of thinking, like, oh, I would rock a Drake jersey.
No, you wouldn't. No.
No, I wouldn't.
I would not. I would devise against
was
you.
Was he from Toronto?
Yes. Yes. Yes, he is.
He's
Toronto's Lenny Kravitz. He is. He's Toronto's Lenny Kravitz.
I'm tweeting Drake right now. What's your favorite?
Oh, I got to get out of here.
All right, get out of here.
All right. Thanks for having me on the show, guys. Big fan.
Thanks, P. Appreciate it. Shout outs to everybody.
Shout outs to Bear Zio. Gonna get paid next year.
God.
Make that money, boo-boo.
Get out of here. Oh, my God.
Drake, hey, dog. What's your favorite number, dog?
Yo, dog. Give me that number, dog.
All right.
So Pete is leaving. Harrison will stick it out with me for the last 15 minutes or so. So there were teams. They did the 5v5 teams.
Yeah.
There was Team Japan, Team USA, Team Asia. And then there was supposed to be two Canada teams, but they weren't there.
No, three. They were there.
Okay. Team Japan ended up winning.
Did they?
Yep.
Couldn't catch the end of it.
Mago, Tokido, Fudo, Kazunoku, and Bonchan. And then Northeast Asia was Zhao Hai, Kamba, Infiltration, Kenzu Zhang.
No, it's Daku. He's sponsored by Kwamba.
Okay. And then Matt KOF. Team Canada came in third. That's actually pretty crazy.
Well, there's only six teams. So.
Mm-hmm. But Team USA came fourth, and that's Ricky Ortiz, Pierre Bauwog, Justin Wong, Chris G, and F-Champ.
Yeah, they got blew up by Chirithi
in
Loser's Round, or Loser's Bracket.
Cammy, right?
Yeah.
So, and then Grand Finals was Northeast Asia losing to Team Japan 5-2. So that was that. In the actual tournaments, Zhao Hai won. AE, Bonchan came second, Kazunoko third. So Asia really took the top eight. F Champ came in.
Although Jace the Ace.
Jace the Ace, man.
That kid.
Him and F Champ were the lone non Asian top eight. Like, they were. Asia came over represented here, big time. And Chris G, Justin Wong, Chirithi, Chaotix, PR Balrog. That's a hell of a 16.
Yeah, they had really good players there. Lap Chief flies people out, so there's always really good competition there. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, there's just not a lot of like pop monsters there.
No.
So it's I wish it was bigger, but I don't know, maybe all that talent scares people away, which I don't think it does.
No, I don't think it would either. But man, that's a hell of a top 16. That's
yeah, they always have a tons of good people there.
That's pretty ridiculous for top 16. And then we'll go down to Marvel real quick. F-Champ won Marvel, beating Chris G, getting a reset and then beating him in the grand final. Neo came in third, Tokido fourth.
Who's B-Ball?
B-Ball
Razor
fifth.
Razor B-Ball?
Spencer, Frank West, and Dante. And then Darren.
Oh, is that? I don't know.
Darren, and then Ramasama, Jato, Stavis Ford, Flo, PR Balrog, and then Joker. So that's your top 12 for Marvel. But, man, F-Champ beating Chris G. That was F-Champ doing Magneto, Doom, Phoenix, and Magneto, Doom, Dorm. So
he wasn't trying that goofy team?
He wasn't trying that goofy team. Beat him straight up. Pretty crazy. So, but yeah, so Canada Cup that's pretty big. We talked about how, like, for tournaments now, it's kind of like, you know, you're kind of coming down after Evo and everybody's kind of waiting for the next update, the next patch or AE
I think
to come out.
That's what it kind of is now. Or for Ultra. Especially NorCal after Evo, we all had, like, usually everybody has that, you know, month and a half.
Right.
Well, we had three tournaments right after that.
Right.
Three
yeah.
huge tournaments right yeah. after that. And so I kind of feel like everybody's just now getting that break that mm-hmm. they would have normally had after Evo. So
true.
it's kind of dead right now. Mm-hmm. That and sports and Breaking Bad like kind of just kill everything.
Yeah. We might as well like finish the show talking about Breaking Bad, cuz holy crap, dude. That was
Should we say contain spoilers?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, please so if you haven't watched it, contain spoilers. We have like 10 minutes left in the show, so this is what the rest of the show will be talking about. But my God, that was – people are calling it the perfect ending, and I'm not sure I doubt them with that. I don't think it was the I think it was the perfect ending. It really was. I think it was incredible.
I think it kind of sucks that he killed himself.
Yeah.
I guess. Well, he didn't – but if – I thought he was just going to shoot himself,
mm-hmm.
like – he was going to do in episode one.
Uh-huh.
But if it didn't happen to him, nobody was going to catch him.
Right. That's true.
I feel like the only way this was ever going to end was because of himself.
Right.
That's it.
Well, like, what I liked was, you know, everything had a purpose. Like, everything that was done in that final episode, there was a big-time purpose behind it.
Yeah.
And,
then they explained everything.
Yeah.
Like, how he randomly just shows up to see Lydia and Todd.
Uh-huh.
Like, any other show would have just been like, wait, how did he even know
right.
that they were there?
And then you're going on your own to find it, yeah.
But they totally explained it.
Mm-hmm.
They explained everything. It was crazy.
And I still don't know how he figured out the packet to put the rice in. And I didn't know if that was the only one. I didn't notice if it was the only...
It's usually the only one, but yeah. I figured he would just, I don't know, I thought he would just, like, I thought he was just waving his hands, you know, and he just kind of slipped it in there.
No.
I wasn't.
But he actually, like,
yeah.
produced one, and, I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah.
So.
Maybe he just, like, he put it in every single one. So there's just, like, 40 people just walking around sick right
like,
now.
Whatever. But that was pretty intense stuff, pretty crazy stuff.
He could have just switched it out or something.
I think
while
he did.
She wasn't looking.
I'm pretty sure he like fashioned one and
yeah,
didn't yeah figure out a way to seal it without it like looking weird, and that had to have been it. Just plop, done, ricin, enjoy. That was, but yeah, as like everybody got something out of that last episode. Like Jesse got his revenge.
Jesse just. Man, he just finally just gets to do something.
Right?
I
yeah.
I feel like
Man, he did a lot with very little. He didn't have much this season to like to speak. Like he didn't get a chance to talk that much. It was all like very emotional.
It didn't feel like to me that he needed to talk.
No,
he didn't. Or that he even wanted to talk. Because he was just in that hell, and like, especially after they killed his girlfriend.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that, when that scene happened, I was like, wow, that's, that was harsh. That was very...
I was kind of surprised that they, that he wouldn't even want to cook anymore.
Right.
Like, that was like his last reason for doing anything.
Yeah. Well, he didn't really have a choice, though, right? I mean, was the intent, was like they were supposed to show like there was no way he could have gotten out of there, even if he had concocted the most brilliant plan he could think of, which he did, and then it meant nothing.
Yeah.
So, but that show was like it was so carefully constructed over the last 8 episodes, like from everything that started with Hank, and how everything kind of just built and built and built, and then. When it hit those times where something crazy was about to happen, like they didn't hold anything back. It was right there in your face. And the big thing for me was that in the final episode, they did everything they could to make sure that the audience knew that like there's nothing that's being left out.
Yeah.
Period. You know, that was huge. That's huge for me. My favorite scene in the episode was when he goes to the Schwartzes. That was incredible. So good.
And like the one surprising thing to me is that he didn't like tell him off.
Like,
I think he kind of felt like he didn't need to, and they felt like they screwed him out of that, and
right.
So they didn't really ask any questions. They just kind of did it.
Yeah. The line, if we're gonna do that, you're gonna need a bigger knife.
Yeah.
that's a pretty sweet line. He had a couple of good ones. It was kind of sad that he the way he said goodbye to his family like that. It was, you know, obviously you got a chance to speak to Skyler face to face, but
yeah, Walter Jr. is kinda Flynn.
Yeah.
It's kinda screwed.
Well, it's just that part was hard because he really wanted...
But come on, you can't do all this and not have any repercussions. It's just not possible.
Well, he wanted closure the most with Flynn. Like, that was the thing he wanted most, was closure with him. And he just kind of accepted he couldn't get that. That's the part that's kind of heartbreaking.
Well, it's he accepted it when he accepted the fact that he did it for himself the whole time.
Right. When he said it.
Yeah.
When he said, I did it for me, it was like, yee. It's like, that's... I think we all knew that, but obviously, you know, he said that, and then Jesse made him say, I want this to happen. You know, he said, I want this.
Yeah.
So it was all coming back to him. It was
he's been asking that the entire show.
Yeah, right?
Like, just stop BSing me and... tell me, do you want this?
Yeah.
No, you know, do you want it? And I'll do it.
Yeah.
But I was watching Talking Bad after, and they had a good point. It was kind of Walter giving Jesse a chance to, like, you know, if you want to kill me, here's your chance.
Right.
But I don't know if he would have made the same choice if he didn't see the gun wound.
Right.
Because if he didn't see the gun wound, I don't know, maybe he would have shot him.
Right. I don't know. That's a good question to bring up, because the part...
Because he knew he was going to die.
Right.
You're not going to survive a gunshot with an M60.
Right. That was... even a stray bullet, you know, that was pretty crazy. And then the callback to Hank's death when Jack was about to tell him
He kept that lottery ticket that whole time.
Right. Just in case. It's just so many things that, you know, you don't expect that to happen within an hour like that, but it did. It was all put together. Like, it was all complete.
Yep.
It was awesome.
And Todd dies.
Todd dies, and it's like the best possible Todd death ever.
I think it was like one of the best kills in like the show.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, I think up to that point, it was either the box cutter or when.
Yeah, but the box cutter, it was like, why did he do that again? Just like show, hey, I can just kill anybody whatever I want.
It was like, it was that, and also to show him that he didn't care who cooks for him. He just wants the job to get done.
Yeah.
It was something like that.
But I feel like there was no build up to that.
No.
Like I almost feel like as soon as Todd shot that kid.
Right.
It was like it started from there.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Then
Jesse wanted Todd dead. Not like as much as he wanted him dead at the end of this episode. But
boy.
Ever since then he wanted him dead.
Right. I guess I think the other kill that was pretty crazy was the twins in the parking lot
the Salamanca twins.
The Salamanca twins.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Against the camper that was probably like the kill where you're like, holy crap, because they hadn't gone there before. Like they hadn't gone to that point. It was pretty crazy because after that, and then like you said, once the kid died, Drew Sharp, when he died, that was when anything was in play. Like anything was possible going forward from that, and they basically let you think all the possibilities were there. That was the best part, is that they gave you options, but then when everything ended, you're like, oh, okay, that makes sense.
Yep.
So, but best show ever? I don't know. It's close. It's
I have a hard time naming a better show.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the first one that people are going to put up against The Wire. Because it's probably its closest.
I don't think you could really. It's just all. It's a really good show, and a lot of people watched it. But it's still all opinion, you know.
Right.
It's like, there's still on. Like, I'm sure there's other good written shows that are just not for our demographic that are good.
Well, yeah. I mean, like someone brought up MASH. There's other people who brought up, you know, Newhart, like older shows.
But it's going to be one of those shows where it's like, hey, I need something to watch on Netflix, and you're like, you should watch Breaking Bad.
Yes. Right. No, it's a it's an intense show, and it's a show that, you know, and there's a lot of people who either haven't watched the show or weren't big on the hype and are like, oh, you know, it's just like any other show. It's like, well, you say that now, but if you're like any one of us who heard it and tried it out, and then you're two seasons in, you're like, holy crap, and then you want to just keep watching it. I mean, that's what happens. So, that's about
badly shot for the last scene. It was like, I thought it would have been cool if he was like, if it cut to him and he was like, you know, like chopping lumber or something
right.
like that, something physical where right. it kind of looks like he's like a serial killer, you know,
because
mm-hmm.
he's a serial killer. Yeah,
but it's just like meh, and it just ends and you're just like, what the hell?
He's just a lumberjack.
Yeah, he's just a lumberjack with a beard.
God. Well, now it's Walking Dead in 2 weeks and Mad Men.
God, I hope Walking Dead doesn't suck.
And Mad Men in 6 months and Game of Thrones in 6 months.
I hope that. This is not my predictions, but this is what I hope happens in Walking Dead. That they leave a prison in 1 to 3 episodes. Anything longer than 3 episodes, I'm just going to stop watching it.
Hmm.
Because okay. the prison sucks. And I thought it was going to be awesome, but they couldn't show like 90% of the stuff that they did in the comics.
I see.
It kind of sucked.
Yeah. Well, that's the...
But Tyrese is there. Because Tyrese is sick.
Because he's Tyrese. So. God. Well, that'll do it for the show. We're over. So if you're listening to this on podcast, on replay, we ended the show probably a couple minutes ago, but... Show That Sucks Tuesday, 10 p.m. You're coming up on show 50, aren't you?
Next week is 48.
Dang. All right.
So
almost
I've been
a year.
This for about a year.
Almost
yeah.
a year. Very nice. You and Hanzo.
And Hanzo's like, so what are you going to do for show 100? I'm like, show 100.
Oh! It's like, can we get the 50 first?
Let's get the 50 first.
But that's twitch.tv/iPlayWinner, 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Follow me at Twitter
Tuesday.
At ErisonSBA.
I'm at Mr. Tim Livingston, MR Tim Livingston.
Starbase Arcade.
Yeah. Damn. Yesterday was its birthday.
Well, I think it was Bob's birthday.
Yeah.
But yeah.
It's sad.
Sucks.
Total sucks. Facebook, Los Livingston Brothers, at Livingston Bros on Twitter, and iTunes. Check out our podcast. This show will be up tomorrow night. So you can subscribe to us now.
And I take it back that was Starbase Arcade's birthday.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for listening, guys. We'll be back next week.